I've got guests in the studio with me today. Rick Rollins with Crisis Services for Jackson County Mental Health, and Sabrina Ballou, who's the Mobile Integrated Healthcare Program Manager for Mercy Flights. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
So Rick and Sabrina have come here today to tell us about 988 Oregon, which is a 24/7 service that's available in our state that anyone can call, text, or chat to speak with trained counselors. People across Southern Oregon and the entire state can connect if they're struggling with mental health or substance abuse or just going through a tough time. All right, Rick and Sabrina, can you please tell us about 988 Oregon? What is it?
So 988 is a service that people can call when they need to talk with somebody because they're having a mental health struggle, maybe themselves, maybe a family member. Everyone knows that they can call 911 when they need fire, ambulance, police. But now there's another easy to remember number, 988. That is a crisis line number for people to call, whether they're here in Oregon or even nationwide. It's a nationwide number that people can call to get immediate telephone support and then get in-person support if that's needed as well.
So pick up the phone, dial 988, and you'll be connected.
Exactly. The other great thing with 988 as a crisis line is it is available by text. They also have a chat format. They have multiple languages that are supported. It's also a veterans-specific crisis line. So it actually is a wide range of supports for people that need immediate mental health supports.
We also want to make sure that people know they can reach 988 if they're stressed, worried, or just feeling down. You can call, text, or chat if you're dealing with grief or loss, loneliness, even bullying. If you need someone to listen, 988 is here for you. And if you're having suicidal thoughts or worried about a friend or family member, 988 is here for you also.
And why did Oregon launch the Connect to Hope campaign?
It was really to give the community awareness of 988 being a resource. Years ago, there was a 10-digit crisis line number that was hard to remember. And so this has been a national change that's occurred about 3 years ago. But it's still needing to get the word out so people know that there's an easy-to-remember 24/7 resource for people to be able to utilize.
And 988oregon.org is another way people can check it out and what it's all about as well, right?
Exactly. They can go to that website and they can get more information and more resources. So either web or calling or texting 988.
Lots of ways to get in touch. So what if people are worried their issue isn't serious enough to reach out to 988? Can anyone call?
Yes. If it's on your mind, it matters. And it's a good reason to call 988. We can destigmatize getting support for mental health and substance use by lowering the bar, making it easier for our community members to access.
There has been an increase in people using 988. So I think as the word gets out there, more people are utilizing 988. And that's really what we want, is we want people to know that it's readily accessible, it's free, it's confidential, it can be used by anybody, even if it's calling on behalf of a friend. It's really a great resource for people to know about.
So whether you're using it personally or for someone else in your life, this awesome tool is available to everybody out there. What can people in Oregon expect when they call or text 988?
So 988 is staffed by trained crisis workers. So they will talk with a crisis staff who can help them over the phone, help resolve concerns, give them somebody to help problem solve and get through the challenges that they're facing. One of the other helpful things with 988 is they can connect with us locally to come in person if needed. So Jackson County Mental Health has a mobile crisis team where we can come to you. And when we go, we partner with Mercy Flights and their mobile integrated health team. And it's a crisis staff and a mobile integrated health paramedic that are coming on scene to assist.
So statewide and also help right here in our county.
Yes. Yeah, so either by phone or text, but we also have an in-person response, a mobile crisis team, and 988 can contact us if further community supports are needed beyond just a phone call.
Why is it important to raise awareness of 988, especially now?
We are living in very stressful times, and stress can impact anybody and everybody. And people need to know that there is a free, confidential resource that they can access in order to get help. Oregon tends to be on the higher end of those who die by suicide. Nationwide, we tend to have a higher percentage of our community that dies by suicide. We want people to get help sooner before it reaches that point.
Suicide prevention isn't just about a moment or an instant in time. It is about continued care over a period of time. Ongoing support and follow-up care builds trust and supports the long-term healing and recovery of not only the individual, but the family. Hope and resilience grow when people feel heard and supported. This can guide people to find strength during tough times, even in their darkest moments. Numerous studies have shown that most callers to 988 are significantly more likely to feel less overwhelmed, less depressed, less suicidal, and more hopeful after speaking to a counselor.
I think this is an important question. What is the difference between 988 and 911? You want people to make sure they've got it real clear.
911 is the number that people know to call if they need police, fire, or ambulance. 988 is a different service, which is about immediate response, but it's about the stress, about maybe a mental health challenge or a substance use challenge, and people need immediate resources. But it's not 911 calling a law enforcement officer to respond. The beauty with 988 is it's a resource whether you're here in Jackson County or anywhere in Oregon. But also, if you're on vacation and you're back in Florida, you can also call 988 because it's a nationwide resource. And they can get in contact with whatever local mental health services are available wherever you're at. So it's a way to get immediate supports on the phone, but also to get in-person supports if needed.
Are there certain risk factors of suicide that people should be aware of?
Suicide is really a complex issue, but it can impact anybody who is feeling overwhelmed, feeling like there's no way out, feeling like the only option is to die by suicide. But there is hope and there is help. If people reach out, there are resources available. If you're concerned about somebody, maybe a loved one or a friend, and you feel they may be thinking about suicide, talk to them. Even ask them straight out, are you thinking about doing something that would end your life? If you're having those thoughts, feeling like you can't go on, 988 is a great resource to call and talk to somebody and just get some support in the moment and hopefully some help over time so that you can get past that suicide episode and be able to get back into how you want to live your life.
So knowing some of the warning signs of suicide will save lives, such as trouble focusing or remembering, anger, feeling edgy or lashing out at others, changes in behaviors of those that are around you, eating too much or too little, sleeping too much or too little, feeling like you have to keep busy, excessive smoking or drinking, overuse of prescription and over-counter medications, and of course, lack of energy and always.
And we encourage people to please use this. We've got it, 988, even if it's something you think is silly or not a big deal, right? Better to use it and not need it than the other way around.
Yes, it's a free resource, easy to remember, and hopefully people take advantage of it for themselves or their friends or family.
988. Call it if you need it. 988oregon.org. Details are there as well. Rick, Sabrina, thank you so much for joining us today. Such an important message.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us.